Whoa, Kitty!
Get the lead shower, grow the fro for black power. Denzel in my final hour, I will never cower. Even with guns in my face at 16, AR-15, got a dollar and a dream.
All right, welcome to the podcast. We're recording a little bit early because Ski's doing something. It doesn't matter what Ski's doing. You motherfuckers are just lucky you're getting this a day early. How about that? How about that, you 12 people out there listening?
Doing it for the 12s.
And, yeah, exactly.
No. Lock that back.
Yeah. Never that.
Forget. Never.
And by the way, I can just mute you. I have the power to do that.
What do you, you think Seahawk fans are going to still call themselves 12s? I mean,
why would they not?
I mean, I don't know.
Did I miss something with the number 12? Hey. Is the number 12 like?
This is too much hawk talk. Too much hawk talk. Let's. Good God.
I love that it's you doing that.
Oh, they're the worst. They're the worst.
The worst. All right, worst Twitter fan base. 12s? Florida State fans or Washington Husky fans?
Wow, that's tough.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, by default.
So, full disclosure, you've interacted with them a lot more than Ski or I.
By default, Florida State fans are probably the worst just because they are pretty lenient on racism and rapey activities.
But if
you take that part away.
Yeah.
God, Husky fans are really bad.
They really do suck. But we got to take into account the fact that, you know, you're Oregon fan talking to Husky fans.
Oh, of course, of course.
Well, so that is part of it we have to take into account.
But since the inception of Twitter, I've had like a 12-month period where I could actually be upset at Husky football. Mm-hmm. That's it. I mean, in the whole entirety, you know.
Yeah. The rest of it, they're kind of, yeah, not worth talking about, really. I'll say Seahawks fan is – probably the most ridiculous because they feel slighted all the time about everything, but they are in fact a very good football team and have been a very good football team for a long time. And so the fact that they play the victim card a lot, really, I know it rubs me the wrong way as a 49ers fan who went, you know, so the 49ers just re-signed Shanahan to a big long-term deal. Before that, the previous coach who got an extension with the 49ers was Steve Mariucci.
Mooch.
It was like 20 years ago.
Love the Mooch.
And so they have been bad for a very long time. So y'all can just shut up and put on your fucking jersey in which you worship yourself.
Well, I mean, every fan base has awful fans. That's just a reality.
That's good.
But the thing about the 12s is – there, if you had to like make a caricature, like an over exaggeration of over the top fans, that would be them.
Yeah.
And case in point, at the end of last week, I don't know, some writer with an NFL shield behind him on their avatar did a ranking of quarterbacks in the NFL.
Yeah.
They had Russell Wilson number 2. And holy cow, the disrespect just. They were laying it on thick.
Who was number one? Do you remember?
Mahomes.
Mahomes, yeah, okay. Well, I was like, they could go Breeze. I don't know.
But the kicker was, well, I mean.
By the way, you're probably not going to go Breeze right now.
No.
Maybe you wait a couple months
to go Breeze. You're peeling him back.
Yeah.
But it's just, they're like the parody of lists. Because anytime there's a list, Seahawk fan is there to be slighted. Even when they say your quarterback is number 2. Which is pretty good. Really one better.
And that's the most frustrating thing as a 49ers fan is I genuinely like watching their team play because Russell Wilson is awesome. I have not seen a quarterback, and I watched Steve Young growing up. I have not seen a quarterback do some of the things that Russell Wilson can do because he has a terrible offensive line. But it doesn't matter. He'll make these plays. Like he did it when so during the regular season, the Niners played the Seahawks at home and lost because Russell Wilson just did crazy shit. He did one of those plays where he escaped the pocket,
looked like he was across the line of scrimmage, but somehow wasn't, threw it into the back of the end zone, Lockett catches a touchdown pass. Like, it drives you fucking crazy as a fan. And, like, the fact that they don't really appreciate that. So, obviously, they think he's the best quarterback in the NFL, which
is
a good thing. But, but it's like the fact that they don't really appreciate what they have, and it really bugs me. Because a lot of us, like, you're a Chiefs fan, King. Like, you're a Super Bowl champion now. But how many years did you have to go through to become a Super Bowl champion now? All of them.
All of them. Every single one.
I'm saying. So appreciate what you got, guys.
But I would argue on one point.
And they're fucking cornballs, too. So
the Seahawks are not a fun watch, per se. Until there's 5 minutes left, and then they're down eight, and Russell Wilson somehow scores
every time
11 points.
Every fucking time.
Oh, they're a mutter team. Every game,
you
know, it could be against the Chiefs, and it might be, you know, 12 to 16 for some way going into the fourth quarter with, you know, 5 minutes left.
Seahawks games make no sense.
Oh, God.
But,
and, of course, that's one of the few games we get every week locally here.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, but they are
Niners, which I'm fine with.
They are really fun the last 5 minutes, though. I'll give them that.
Yeah,
that's enough hawk talk.
Speaking of NFL, let's just
stay by the Emerald Queen Casino.
EQC.
Oh, who's their sideline reporter? It's not Jen Burley.
Ed Mueller or something.
Mueller. That's it. Now let's send it down to Jen Mueller on the sideline. So speaking of NFL, Ezekiel Elliott has COVID.
I mean, he looks like someone who would get COVID.
It just kind of sits in his beard.
No, like last year he got suspended for the 6 games or whatever it was, but he came back after spending like 2 months in Mexico and had the nose piercings and the ear piercing, and he just looks like someone who would casually get COVID at a Margaritaville. That's all I'm saying.
Too many, Just walking around like singing Margaritaville.
Yeah, listening. Went to a Jimmy Buffett show, got COVID-19. What are you gonna do?
But like,
we did Cozumel, you know.
It happens, right?
It happens.
In Oregon, we pass around COVID at churches in the eastern part of our state. In Texas, they do it at Jimmy Buffett concerts.
Can I be completely honest about the Oregon Corona?
No, I'd prefer to lie, actually.
I had no idea where Union County was, or that we even had a Union County.
No.
I didn't know.
My immediate thought was, because I've been watching that Waco series on Netflix, my immediate thought was that this was like some sort of combine or something like that.
Are they one of the counties trying to, you know, succeed from the state of Oregon?
I think they are in that. Range, yes.
Y'all can just go join Idaho if you really want to. That's cool.
Form a super state. Over there.
Yeah, a super state. Yeah, sure. That's what we're going
to do. Privacy state.
So,
but their map for what the state should be, right, is essentially just like Eugene's the south, right?
Yes.
It's just that I-5 corridor of Eugene to Portland.
Yes.
I think they try to swoop Medford, you know, they take all of that in the south.
Oh, you can't have Bend now. You can't have Bend. Sorry, Bend is way too hipster to not be included in that I-5 corridor. Sorry, guys.
And we co-opt Ashland.
You missed
it. They got Shakespeare and Lithia water, so.
Yeah. Y'all can have I'm blanking on the other town down there.
K Falls,
thank you. Yep. Y'all can have K Falls.
Oh, God.
King doesn't like that. King doesn't like that take.
Well, K Falls is just depressing. I mean.
King's like, if we can't have K Falls, forget it.
Oh. K Falls.
I've been real drunk one night in Klamath Falls. Mm-hmm. It's pretty much what you expect.
Yeah. that's where Southern Oregon is, right?
Oregon Tech.
OIT, that's right.
The Hustlin' Owls.
That's right. All right, so owners are saying, as we transition back to Ezekiel Elliott and his COVID beard, so owners are saying they want to, like, delay the season after this now, which we kind of always thought should probably happen. Like they're saying they can't do the NFL in a bubble, but you kind of have to, right? I mean, we always kind of thought they were being arrogant the entire time, that the fact that they think they can still have fans in the stadiums. Like, look at what the Premier League is doing right now. Premier League soccer needs fans in the stadium, or it is like the product is worse. Significantly.
Are they the ones pumping in like FIFA noise and crowd sound into the stadiums?
I know they're kind of following the Korean baseball model of the, so Korean baseball, I don't know if you've seen, they're putting like stuffed animals in the stands, which is fantastic. It's so
good. It is. It's good.
It's such a good idea. And the Premier League, they're putting up like things in the stands. They're not stuffed animals, but they're putting up things to make it seem like there's people in the stands and stuff like that, and pumping in some crowd noise and stuff. So I don't know if they're actually pumping it into the stadium or if they're doing that for the broadcast.
For the broadcast, yeah.
I think it's for the broadcast, yeah. Which makes more sense, because that'd be fucking weird playing a soccer match with fake crowd noise coming in.
I know, yeah, I think it's just on TV, because I remember reading something that at one of the first Bundesliga games, they actually did it throughout the whole stadium for like the first half, and it was just really discombobulating. Yeah. So they're
just like, let's stop it. Yeah. Yeah. King big into German soccer.
Love my Luxembourg's FC.
That sounds like it could
probably
be
a team. It's that probably a team. They're called, we call each, our fan group, we're the Aces.
All right.
Aces.
And now it's time for.
Tell me I'm wrong.
Is this a WNBA or a Bundesliga team? Ding.
But the thing with the NFL is I'm still convinced that they'll be the one league that just runs unobstructed no matter what. Yeah. They'll leave death in the wake.
Yeah, they don't give a shit, right?
Gotham still came back and won 17-14 after Bane blew up the damn field. Mm-hmm. They just kept playing. They just played on a 10-yard plot. So the NFL, they can't stop the NFL.
Yeah. The Dark Knight Rises model. Unless somebody like Ezekiel Elliott tests positive for COVID, right? Because that's kind of the thing you're waiting for as a professional league, one of your superstars to test positive for it. And then let's say this happens week one. Is Drew Brees tests positive for COVID. Do they just cancel the whole thing? Like, what do you do at that point? Because he's been around all of his teammates. He's been tackled by the entire team that played against him. What do? You can't just go along like nothing happened.
I think they will.
Yes, they will. Was the NBA, was it Gobert got it, and then did they play one game and then try to start the next game and then shut it down?
Yeah. I think so.
Because then
Donovan Mitchell caught it too,
and the Celtics caught it from the Jazz.
Yeah,
and
then they shut it all down. Yep.
I think the NFL will. You know, they don't give a shit. They'll go for it.
Right.
But I mean, something like that could easily happen, and then they'll just shut it. You have to shut it all down.
Yeah. I'm sure we've talked about Gobert before on this. I can't really remember, but he does not get enough credit for being a grade A asshole.
But he may have been the grade A asshole we needed.
I'm pretty sure we talked exactly about this because I remember you ringing that point.
Yeah. He was, you know, he's the fool.
He saved the world, yeah.
But he saved the world.
He's the idiot who saved the world.
Idiot savant.
Crazy like a fox. Yeah. Something like that. All right. How about MLB? Because they basically agreed to a thing, right? So the owners finally came back and gave the players what they were asking for, which is, you know, 100% of the prorated salary. So they're apparently going to play 60% of the games and then get 60% of their salary, which fucking makes sense, right? Like, why would they take less than that if they're actually going to be playing the games? And so 60 games, they're saying, is probably going to be agreed upon in the next couple days. They're going to expand the postseason with 16 teams, which means there is going to be some bad teams in the postseason.
The Mariners will still miss it.
Yeah, they'll still be like two games out, right?
Yep.
They'll lose one in a three game series, or they'll lose two of three in a three game series against the A's in the final series, and then that'll knock them out, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, it's perfect. And then the A's get in that eight seed.
I think of all like the expanded sports, I think baseball at least has the biggest chance for bigger upsets because it just takes. Yeah. You know, they're probably a little three game series.
They are three game series in the first round. They're saying,
hey, most teams has an ace. One guy's got to throw a good game. Then you scrap together another win. You got some big upsets in there.
I'm for it. I'm down with the wackiness this year.
This sounds legit exciting, actually, because, I mean, I don't know. So it could end up killing pitchers, but pitchers aren't going to be on, like, workload restrictions. They're going to be able to pitch on fewer days rest. Cool. They might have to if they're serious about actually winning in getting into the postseason and, you know, winning in the postseason, then they're going to have to. So, like, will you see an ace, you know, pitch six innings in game one of a first-round series, then come back and pitch in game three of a first-round series is what we're going to be talking about. I'm all for that shit. That sounds fucking great.
I think it's going to go back, you know, kind of early 90s, you know, Jack Morris throwing like 13 innings. I mean,
yeah,
I think
160 pitches.
The season's only 60 games.
Yeah.
Those pitchers really need those 60 games before, like, they get in the groove right there. Mm-hmm. I mean, that kind of mid-season, you know, not even mid-season groove. That's when they're at their best. So the playoffs might actually be just absolute pitcher shutdown because that's when they're just going to be, you know, crushing players. Their arms aren't tired.
Yeah.
You know, they have what? 10 starts under the belts, maybe 9 starts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think this is the best thing that could happen for baseball.
See, what's like great is
this wackiness.
Yeah. What's great about the 60 game season is like, so if the baseball season continued unabated like normal up till now, they'd be 2.5 months in, and the season technically really wouldn't even have started because it doesn't start until after the All-Star break, right? That's kind of the general NBA starts on Christmas, blah, blah, blah. Well, now, if you only got 60 games, if you lose game 46 on a Sunday morning in Cincinnati, it's a big deal.
Knocks you out,
that's
right?
That's awesome. Like, that's great. It's wacky. You know, I'm looking forward to it.
So when is baseball exciting? Like, around the playoffs, right? So,
yeah, September and – because it's not exciting in the regular
season.
That's
exactly your point. Like, after the All-Star break is when people start actually paying attention and seeing where teams are lining up. And then in the playoffs is when everybody actually starts watching baseball. And this, I'm actually interested. Like, I'll start paying attention and watching these 60 games or whatever. And then, you know, paying attention to if my team's actually in it, which my team is in it for a while, you know, until they're not. Because they're the fucking Oakland A's, but yeah, I agree, and I think this could end up, you know, leading to like more wackiness in terms of like records and guys like. So what happens if, you know, fucking, you know, Scherzer goes on a run where he has 10 starts and he just fucking mows people down the entire time? He's under a 1 ERA for a season. But I could see that happening.
Great, that's great.
I could easily see that happening.
You'll see a big old asterisk next to it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes.
All the old heads would
lose their minds. Salty right now.
Lose their minds.
I do wonder, like, will they even hand out Cy Young Awards and MVPs this year, or are they just going to bag it and be like,
I think they have to because there's money involved.
Yeah. If you – your sponsors –
I mean, that's a good payday for a player that wins a Cy or an MVP.
That's true.
Do we see somebody hit over 500 this season?
Nah.
Season needs to be like – the season's got to be like 30 games for that to happen.
I mean, baseball's hard, folks. Baseball's hard.
I wouldn't put it past somebody, though. Well, watch Mookie come out and hit 500. Is something happening with Mookie Betts?
Well, he's a Dodger. That's about it.
Yeah. Anything other than that?
Well, I'm hoping – we'll see what happens, you know, with CBA and stuff. I mean, I guess they're officially going to count this as a season. So the Dodgers essentially only get Mookie for 60 games and some playoffs.
Mm.
And then he's a free agent. So it's like.
They better make their run, right?
That run's a lot shorter now.
Yeah, Mookie better be ready. Yeah, by the way, the Dodgers, another team that's still going to bone it.
even though
I feel bad for Kershaw now. I kind of want the Dodgers to win one.
I like Kershaw.
He's a good dude.
Uh-huh. You feel worse with the whole Astros cheating shit with him just getting his tits lit because of it?
Some of those stats are pretty damning against the Astros. You know, the pitch that he threw all year that got the most swings and misses, they didn't swing once at it because they knew it was coming. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Your disastros. Jesus. Of course it takes a cheating scandal for the Astros to start being great. So another thing I noticed that this is probably going to mean is, so the Eugene Emerald season was supposed to start today. Like that was supposed to start today. This is the 17th of June, by the way. But they obviously aren't going to have a season. Minor league baseball is not going to have a season. And so this could mean that a lot of those like AAA dudes that would be getting a lot of run in minor league and then, you know, they get called up at the end of the season just to get some experience. We could see a lot of those dudes getting run right now, just joining the active roster and just, you know, replacing guys right off the bat. So like if a guy struggles, these AAA kids are going in right now.
I didn't read anything about what they plan on doing because they need a AAA going.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that's essentially a part of your big league club, you know, throughout the season.
Yeah.
I mean, you could understand, you know, single A, you know, double A even. I mean, that's just young kids that you're looking, you know, a couple years in the future at.
Yeah.
But you need that AAA to keep your players that you're probably going to need in the season fresh and playing. Yeah. I haven't heard if they're, you know, with AAA's playing officially or.
I don't think so. I think most of what I've been seeing is that minor league baseball in general is just not going to happen.
Then they're going to have to expand the roster. I wonder if they'll do that, expand the roster. So
like a playoff roster all season. Yeah.
You have those added players that are, you know, around it day to day at least.
Yeah. Yeah. But again, then that increases COVID scares. Oh. As you're having more people in the clubhouse, making it a smaller clubhouse. Yeah, good luck with all that shit, by the way.
This could probably even kill just a lot of minor league teams.
Which I think owners are secretly okay with.
Yeah.
Because they were already trying to axe them a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
Or they did axe a bunch of them.
Yeah. A bunch of them, yep.
Mm-hmm. You know, they're not making any money.
Oh, no. Minor league baseball is not a money-making venture. That is a venture of talent acquisition and of passion if you're an owner, because you're not making much. You can't.
They serve to cover their overhead every year.
Yeah.
Their own overhead. That not really much of it goes to the major league club. It's all about, you know, promotions and serving your community pretty much. And
hopefully serving cheap beer and
I love it. Don't get me. That's one of my favorite things to do in the summer is go to a couple of M's games.
Minor league baseball owns.
It does.
It's so good.
It's fantastic.
It's just wacky and it's cheap and.
And our organization, like the M's, is fantastic. Like the
very good.
So the way they do it, the promotions they have, the way they involve themselves in the community and stuff, I fucking love that organization. The people who work for them, like I know a couple of them, like they're great and they actually give a shit, which is cool. And they make the games fun.
See, Go ahead.
I said, I was saying I miss kind of the old M's, you know, kind of when we were growing up slash to like
at Civic,
our early 20s at Civic.
Yeah.
I mean, it kind of felt like, you know, Bull Durham-ish. Like it was like a scrappy team, a scrappy owner. They had 25-cent beer nights. The fucking stadium was there.
Remember that chick?
Oh yeah, a legend.
Yeah.
The bullpens were literally like right on the fence with the fans sitting in the beer garden. I mean,
yeah.
Hanging
out with John LeCamp at the scoreboard because he used to.
Wanted
to do the scoreboard. If you went up there with him, you would get a foul ball every game, if you wanted, because nobody's getting the ball behind the fence. You're not getting behind the fence. there's a fucking like dentist office behind the fence and some bushes.
So you can get a ball, you can get a bat. All you got to do is bring a beer and a hot dog to one of the guys in the bullpen.
Right?
They'll give you almost anything they got out there.
That is still the case, by the way. That's why at the new stadium they have like right along where the bullpen is. That's where the barbecue area is. You got to know that's why that's there. Hey, my kids over here want just walking back. No big deal. I won't tell anybody if you don't.
I mean, those guys are getting paid nothing. That's probably like their only meal of the day is you getting them a hot dog.
Their only meal of the day is a light beer.
I mean, they're fueled by a hot dog and like a can of Coke a day. I mean, that's it. Hey, and they're bullpen guys, so they're literally doing nothing.
So. How many calories does Copenhagen have?
That's a good question.
I think it's keto friendly.
I think you burn calories because you're adjusting and spitting.
Yeah. That totally makes sense.
Yeah, great weight loss trick for you.
Do they have to put their nutritional information on the box?
I don't think they want to do that.
Are they?
I think they're avoiding that.
Are they ruled by the FDA?
They just throw the big general can cause cancer on it, and I think that covers that just covers anything.
That covers all their bases.
33% more fiberglass. Longhorn.
Oh my god, I miss minor league baseball. I want to be able to go to games. It sucks. And I hope they survive, man. This community would suck without the M's.
I mean, they're lucky enough that they have PK Park.
Yeah, right? No, that's...
Yeah, the M's will be fine. They'll be fine.
Yeah, I hope so. All right, in terms of anything else on Major League Baseball season, I think we're all just kind of excited for it.
Like,
I'm more excited than a regular season, like by a lot.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
And there's always the chance that somebody could die. So, I mean, that just adds to the excitement, right?
Oh, completely.
It's like an action movie. No, no, okay.
No, no, I'm with it.
All right.
He's with you.
All right. Yeah.
I mean, part of me is hoping enough Rays get it to where that whole franchise just dissipates.
Right. Or the Marlins. Just put the Marlins out of their misery. All the Florida teams.
Yeah. Pretty bad.
Mm-hmm. All right. On board of that. All right. So I guess. Back to the NFL real quick, because I wanted to touch on all the teams saying they want to sign Kaepernick now, and just how fucking ridiculous I find it, because, you know, obviously they're saying this now for PR reasons. Like,
oh, 100%.
Like, because what is he, 34 now? He might even be older than that now. So he's way less equipped to play in the NFL right now. I mean, he's been working out the whole time, but a lot of people have been working out the whole time. They're not 34, 35 years old. You know, and again, I think he'd make a good backup quarterback, I guess, probably. I mean, there are bad backup quarterbacks in the NFL right now, so he's probably better than them. But the NFL does crap like this all the time, where they think they're doing something smart and they think they're doing something good, and then they're clearly not. Like, they're clearly just doing something disingenuous where they think they're going to make a lot of people happy when
they're ridiculous. The quote I love today was from the Chargers coach, Anthony Lynn.
Yeah.
Where he was like, oh, you'd be insane not to work out Kaepernick. Like, I mean, you have to take a look at some of that talented. And then they're like, well, you have three quarterbacks on your roster, so would you cut one to work them out? He's like, nah.
Yeah, right. Exactly. No, we at least got to work them out and see what
he's about.
But you're going into the workout knowing that you're not going to cut anyone and sign him. That's really
– It's great. It's great. Really
I think it depends who your third-string quarterback is. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, that would be so NFL to have someone sign him and just kind of dump him as the third string,
mm-hmm.
kind of anticipating that he probably won't play.
Yeah.
Just for the PR boost.
Yep. Now that everybody's on board with their players.
Yeah, I was going to say, now that, you know, the kneeling move.
Now that J.J. Watt is going to take a knee before games.
I did see that Donald Trump supports Colin Kaepernick getting another chance.
That's a cool story.
I did see that. Yeah, the Don.
That guy can, yeah. No, no, we said it. That guy can go fuck himself. How about that? Can we leave it at that?
Yeah, I think we can leave it at that.
Fucking asshole. Spent 4 years. He that was part of his election, was that platform.
It really was. It worked. It worked.
It sure did.
Sure did.
was working with the NFL to blackball Colin Kaepernick. That's good stuff. 45. Professional bullshit artist. It's good stuff. All right, so on that note, and I think we might bring this might transition into something. I'm not sure because we kind of talked about it before we started. But who would have thought in all the professional sports leagues that NASCAR would be the most progressive acting organization in the entire country? So NASCAR has banned the Confederate flag. They have said that they will fly the Pride flag. They have they got rid of a driver who just dropped the N-word. There was no investigation. There nothing. They just dropped him. They're all fans. So they're saying 5,000 fans are going to be allowed at their next event, and they all are going to be forced to wear face masks. They're going to force people to throw their Confederate flags away and put on face masks before they enter. They have Black Lives Matter car. Who would have thought that NASCAR would be leading the way in progressive policy out of all the leagues?
Honestly, no one. Honestly.
Really no one on the face of the earth.
But in fairness to NASCAR, they have been really good marketers for a long time. Because people still get their jokes off on NASCAR because their demographic is still the good old boys in the South. It is what it is. But
that's never going to change.
But you know, like 20 some years ago, it changed a little bit where it expanded to the West Coast, and it's, you know, it's popular everywhere. So I'm not surprised NASCAR has the good marketers out there. Hey, this is, even if they 100% believe in the cause, they're like, damn, this is a good idea. Let's do this now. Like, we're not losing at the gate anyway because there ain't no fans. This is good publicity.
Mm-hmm.
That part doesn't surprise me now that it's happened, but I would have never bet on it happening.
No, absolutely not. They also apparently banned sponsorships from gun companies for their drivers, which is also another.
But can I say something about that?
Sure.
I kind of.
Oh, you know what? I changed my mind. You can't say it.
One thing I really like about watching old clips of sports is when you look up, whether you're watching an old Lakers-Celtics game or 49ers-Cowboys, and you look in the stadium and every ad is Winston non-filters or Bud Heavy. Like
Colt 45.
Ooh. I understand why they've gotten rid of that signage. It makes sense. Right. But I kind of miss the Copenhagen sign at the Boston Garden. Like, it just – nostalgia there.
Was it Billy D. Williams or whatever for Colt?
Yeah, Billy D.
That's good stuff. That ad campaign writes itself.
How about like saying these are
Colt 45?
Like saying these are really smart people in their PR department because, I mean, let's just agree that NASCAR historically would probably be considered the most racist sport we have and kind of the least inclusive.
Mm-hmm.
So they're, you know, seeing a time right now where they could change their image.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like really said, kind of, and be seen as the good guys now, especially of all the major sports.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, you know what that means? That's going to mean a lot more money coming to them. I mean, it's just fucking smart on their part.
It is, yeah. Because I think they saw themselves as limited in terms of advertising. Because you know you can have your, you know, because we're talking about, you know, like companies like Nike and, you know, other companies taking big progressive stances and moving forward. And if you still allow those things to be at your events, then companies like that will not want to give you their money. And those are the companies you want the money from. I mean, you can get like mom and pop gun company. As if they're not like a huge organization, but
they didn't need the money. I mean, Budweiser, you know, Winston, they had plenty of sponsors and their fan base definitely spent a lot of money there. I don't think it was a financial thing per se.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like they weren't hurting for money, put it that way.
Before I forget, I did get a correction on last week's NASCAR talk.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, apparently, and I looked it up, it's legit. In 2015, NASCAR CEO tried to ban the Confederate flag.
Oh.
Didn't happen, but he tried.
That's a good job.
So it's been a thing they've been trying to do. So good on them.
Now they saw the open window and jumped through it. Good stuff. It's a trip. It's a trip. 2020, man. Are we tired of it yet? No, because I actually like most of the things that are happening.
Well, COVID thing's not very cool, but
yeah. I said most. Yeah, COVID's not included. All right, so all this NASCAR talk is a perfect transition, I mentioned it earlier, into our list segment. So I'm going to let you set it up, King, but I think we have a couple of list segments this week, yeah?
Correct.
Okay.
This first one in honor of social justice reform?
Yeah.
I don't know.
A little bit.
And kind of give NASCAR props, you know.
Yeah.
Your top three current NASCAR drivers. Yeah. So you can't say Dale Earnhardt.
Ah, fucker. That's my number one.
Kyle Petty.
Ah, Richard Petty. How about Richard Petty?
Mario Andretti?
Was he Grand Prix driver? Allinger Jr. Wait, no, he was an Indy racer, right? I was a big Indy car fan growing up. Obviously, I'm always talking about it. All right, so who's fucking starting?
Ski, you're up first. Your third favorite current NASCAR driver.
Favorite.
Like I said, I did this without looking at any current player. So this is just going off.
No, this
what
is
I think.
Yeah, this is all three. All three of us, we were given the fact that we were going to do this, but we were not allowed to look up drivers. So this is all off the top of our head.
So my number three, I hope he's still racing, Kyle Busch.
Kyle Busch, that sounds like a driver.
Guess who doesn't love Busch Light, too?
Kyle Busch. Guy, pull him up. What a glowing review.
Right.
Kyle Busch cares about one person and one person only. That person being Kyle Busch.
Ooh,
can he say temper tantrums?
Ooh, snap.
Damn.
Oof, that's rough.
That is rough.
All right, I'm gonna go Bubba Wallace.
Okay, that works.
That feels like cheating, right?
It does feel like cheating.
Yeah, but I'm taking it.
That Forget works. It. My number three current NASCAR driver, Clint Bowyer.
Ooh.
Bowyer meets world is what they call him on the circuit.
Clint Bowyer. Why do I feel like King cheated here?
That sounds like a cheat.
He's like looking at his phone.
No, Clint Bowyer, man. He's my number three.
Yeah. Your number three favorite NASCAR driver. All right.
I guess I'll go number two again, hoping he's still racing because it's kind of the only other name I had, you know, in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Johnson.
Ooh,
I think he's still racing.
He's an older person. He's old, but hopefully he is.
Yeah. Did he retire?
I don't know. He's got to be into his 40s, but.
King, you got to be letting us know this, right?
I'm looking this up.
Jimmy Johnson. He's definitely famous. I've heard of that name. It might just be I'm thinking of the Cowboys coach.
Yeah, he
still going?
Yeah, he's still going.
I love that we ask this. He's like one of the best racers in the world, I'm pretty sure.
Probably still. Well,
in the world, as if they're doing NASCAR races overseas. The Japan NASCAR circuit.
Jimmy Johnson netted $17.5 million in 2019 in winnings.
It's a good living.
Yeah, ain't bad.
It's a good living. All right, my number two, and this name just came to me, Martin Truex Jr. That's a thing, right?
That's a guy, yes.
That is the guy. Nice.
Yeah. He's clearly my number two favorite NASCAR driver.
Bleacher Report.
That I can think of at this moment.
Martin Truex Jr. is a young and aggressive, brash driver. Oh. When those two mix with a lack of experience, you can have dangerous moments.
I like it.
Rubbin's racing.
Rubbin is racing.
Yeah,
Rubbin's racing.
Yeah, that's a solid one.
My number two NASCAR driver is
Jeff Gordon.
Kyle Kozlowski?
Woo!
It's, well, my number one, it's Brad Kozlowski.
Okay.
We got to make sure Kyle Kozlowski and Brad Kozlowski are real people.
The only other Polak last name I know.
The twins.
Kyle Kozlowski, NASCAR. I don't know, man.
Joey Logano.
That was my number one. Jackass, why you got to steal from me? Yeah, you got to go with the kid, right? He's the new kid. If I can't go Earnhardt, didn't he start when he was like 16 or something?
Yeah. He's on Team Penske.
Kyle, have either of you guys watched an entire NASCAR race?
I don't think there is Kyle Kozlowski.
I don't think so either.
There is,
but he's still Brad. My number two.
There's definitely Brad. Yeah.
Yep. Thanks.
All right. So my number one was Logano. That was also yours, right, King?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Ski, did you have a number one?
Mine was Brad Kozlowski.
Was it Brad Kozlowski? All right. We did it. I'm actually very proud of us because when you first came up with the idea, I told you guys this. The only drivers I could think of were Bubba Wallace, Jeff Gordon, and Dale Earnhardt Jr. That was it. And I know Gordon and Earnhardt have retired.
You want to know my number one?
It wasn't Logano?
No, that was my number two.
Oh!
Because apparently my number two didn't exist.
Yeah, right. Okay, fair enough. Number one.
Racer Cirelli.
Oh, no.
I'm kidding.
Oh,
it's a joke.
He retired.
Dino Cicerelli?
Dino Cicerelli. Good pivot. Kick, save, and a beaut.
Kick, save, and a beauty. All right, what's our other list?
Top three national sandwich chains.
Ooh, that's actually a nice tie-in to our previous list because NASCAR fan eats a lot of meaty sandwiches with melted cheese on it. All right. So let's see. Huh?
Want me to start off again here?
Yeah, go ahead. Sure.
All right. Well, my number three, if you are looking for your sub just like sopping wet with oil and vinegar.
Who is
it? You want to hit up? Blimpy.
that was my number three, and it was a pity number three because Blimpy I feel like isn't good.
It's so bad. It's the worst one.
And my favorite thing, the best part about Blimpy is once you get past all the oil and vinegar, you gotta search like you're a raccoon through trash through all the shredded lettuce. Oh, like, so oh, there is some meat there.
Oh my God,
Blimpy!
Speaking of shredded lettuce,
Springfield. That was it.
Yeah, that was it. Right?
That did not last. Or that's been gone for a while.
Speaking of shredded lettuce, we'd all still take Blimpy's over Subway in a heartbeat at any point.
Want a hot take?
Oh yeah,
I eat Subway once a year.
Uh huh.
And the first 6 inches, I'm like, this place gets a bad rap. This is not bad. And then I start the second part, and I'm like, yeah, this is why I only come here once a year.
Yeah.
Here's some knowledge for you, King, because this will apply more to you. That Subway that's out by your house on 99, that is the only Subway in town that offers you the seafood sensation sandwich. So if you want some just great fake crab meat just loaded with mayonnaise, hit that up on 99.
That Subway is hilarious because if you drive by it, the sign just says like, yeah, we have subs. Yeah, that's what we got.
It should say, anybody interested in diarrhea at both ends of your body?
Come on. Food sensation.
Food sensation at Subway. I'm not going to lie. I used to eat Subway a lot back in the day.
Everyone did.
Yeah. I would get the meal. I'd get the 6-inch with the cookies. Oh, I'd be all over that. Chocolate chip cookies?
The thing is, Subway was at the top of the game for a while.
They were.
And they're like that athlete who comes in and just takes over the league for a minute as a rookie. Mm-hmm. But then they realize, oh, he can't dribble left. Yeah. Or he can't hit a curveball. And they never adjust. And it's sad. It's a fall from grace.
Just defend that one side and Subway's got nothing.
Yeah.
Poor Subway. Also, they used a child molester as a spokesperson.
That was unfortunate.
It didn't help. It didn't.
Somewhat of a bad look.
Didn't help. Speaking of good advertising, like NASCAR is doing, Subway probably never going to come back from that one fully. But they're still. I mean, they still have places everywhere. So I guess they're doing okay. Because you know, we as a people don't have standards when it comes to sandwiches. Let's see. So who's gone so far?
I think you're right.
Yeah, so you both did Blimpies as your number three?
Yes.
Oh, that's great. I'm going to go, and I know we brought this up in our text as well. I'm going Arby's.
Ooh, controversy.
Arby's is great.
Because a lot of people would say Arby's is not really a sandwich.
That's all they make, though.
I disagree. I agree with you.
It's a roast beef sandwich.
I agree with you, but it's circular.
It's circular.
More like a burger.
It's a roast beef burger.
Oh.
I think they might have like one real sandwich on their menu. They barely have any vegetables in the fucking place.
Yeah, that's why they're great.
Well, in fairness, I will say they do have a couple of real sandwiches now.
Yeah,
but they're all on like marble rye and just really weird bread that I'm like
hearty oat bread.
Who are you advertising to?
Yeah. 80-year-old men.
Get this marble red pastrami. We have the meats.
we got Ving Rhames doing your advertising.
That's what I'm saying. You're doing something right. Also, pastrami's awesome. Ugh. I can eat a lot of pastrami.
It's a lot of salt.
Oh, yeah. No, you're not getting a sandwich at a sandwich place to eat healthily. That's not what we're saying. If you're watching your salt intake, you're not going to fucking Arby's.
That is one of the tragedies of, like, healthy eating, is that sandwiches just can't be a thing.
You can't do it.
You can't do deli meat. It's all
calories, and then you're eating the bread. It's the fucking
sodium, carbs.
Entire loaf of bread. Yeah.
A Blimpies was about 95% a salad. I mean,
yes. Is Blimpies a sandwich shop or is Blimpies a salad shop?
I don't know.
That's a real takeaway from this.
The bread would disintegrate away from the oil, and you're left with just a mountain of that shredded lettuce.
So much shredded lettuce.
Shredded lettuce and sprouts.
Yeah, oh. I feel like the CEO of Blimpy went to Subway one day and was like, oh, you think you put a lot of unnecessary shredded lettuce on? We'll show you, Subway.
You got nothing.
Up yours.
Stacking shredded lettuce. Man, they were pushing sprouts on people.
Yes.
Like the sprouts industry clearly was investing heavily in the sandwich shop. All right.
Number two
is Potbelly Sandwich Company.
I don't know what that is.
It's a sandwich place.
I believe you. Where is it?
I think the closest one. I think they're in Portland. I think there's three in there. Yeah.
Sounds awesome.
It's pretty good. They got good bread. That's awesome. It's a good breaded sandwich.
You know, I have been to that. What's that like really famous sandwich shop in New York? The pastrami one.
The deli, one of the delis.
Yeah, it's like Katz's Deli or something like that. Mm-hmm. I have been to that, and they make really big pastrami sandwiches, like you've heard about, and they're really good. Matter of fact, I just remembered them. They're my number two. Cutting in line, get some.
Oh damn!
Right, side busted.
Extreme asterisks on that. There's one. one of those. In
there's literally one place. Yeah. That's not a chain.
Yeah.
All right. Mine. You guys can determine if that counts or not.
That counts.
We'll allow it.
All right.
My number two is Jersey Mike's, solely because they cut the meat in front of you.
I can see that. I like it.
It adds like an element of danger and freshness at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
That's another place that really loves to load on that oil and the oil and vinegar if you ask for it.
Mm-hmm. I like that. I respect that. I like Jersey Mike's. I mean, I ain't eating a ton of sandwiches at these places anymore, but the ones I've had at Jersey Mike's were good. I'm into it.
So I guess we're up to me.
My number two. So now we're skipping back.
All right. My number one sandwich chain restaurant is Schlotzky's Deli.
Schlotzky's
is good.
I always feel like I'm in Little Italy when I have a Schlotzky's.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I was very sad when it left here.
Yeah. But speaking of leaving, like, is Quiznos still a thing?
Not here.
Or are they gone? Like, are they just a dead sandwich?
No, they're still a thing, just not around here.
Okay. Because we used to have one on West 11th next to CD World that nobody ever went to.
Yeah, CD World's dead too.
Well, yeah. He retired. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, CD World was never going to die unless he wanted it to. Yeah. Yeah, CD World, that was a good place to that was the first place I bought a what do they call parental advisory CD, the Tupac double album.
Ooh, Edgelord over here.
All Eyes on Me. I had to get my uncle to go in there and buy it for me. That was fantastic. all right, so King, you're number one.
My number one. It's controversial. Are you ready?
Ooh.
Buckle up. Jimmy John's.
Oof.
Fuck you.
This is why.
Fuck you.
This is why. Because it's not actually my favorite sandwich. I just applaud that they have taken over the sandwich world with sandwiches that taste like nothing. There's nothing to them.
No.
It just tastes like mayonnaise.
And mayonnaise is fantastic.
I just supported the hustle. We've all been duped.
If you need to eat a sandwich in like 30 seconds from ordering it, that's your go-to.
Yeah.
They pump a sandwich out quick.
I told you it was controversial.
It is. It is. I don't feel great about it. I don't feel great being a part of this podcast who...
I'm going to Google. I'm going to see if it's the number one.
And the founder, they have separated themselves
from. Oh, yeah. I kind of forgot about that. I don't support that.
Have you seen his, car carousel thing that he has? Or am I thinking of Papa John?
You're probably thinking of Papa John.
I might be thinking of Papa John.
I don't know if Jimmy John's got some controversial takes with.
I'm thinking of the other John. That's my bad. That's E-Me. Eat me. Sorry, Jimmy John's guy, whoever the fuck you are. What's wrong?
Damn it. The number one sandwich chain in America?
Uh-huh.
Firehouse Subs.
Yeah. They're good.
They are good.
They are good. Yep. My number one is Big Town Hero.
Wow.
Y'all remember Big Town Hero?
I do.
I met Luke Ridenour at a Big Town Hero, the one on campus.
You guys remember Sub Shop?
Yeah. Yeah, Sub Shop too.
Is that place still around?
I don't think so.
Not on campus.
No.
I think there's one at West 11.
Oh, yeah, there still is, yeah.
Big Town Hero was my favorite tuna fish sandwich. I would get a tuna at Big Town Hero.
You're the guy getting seafood still.
I'm the guy. And it was good. And their bread was like super soft. Remember that? Ugh, love their sandwiches. I don't know what they did with that bread, but it was super. It was like eating a pillow with tuna in the middle. Ugh.
God.
Do that shit all day. Should I not be
admitted? I just find tuna offensive. Like I just scoop it out of the can. It's just.
I love a tuna fish.
Tuna in public is even worse as well.
Like eating it in front of people?
Yes. because everyone is eating a tuna sandwich at that point.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Can you imagine going to Subway and ordering a foot-long tuna sub?
At Subway, no.
That's so bad.
Big Town Hero, uh-huh. I'm doing that.
This podcast brought to you by Subway.
Eat fresh.
Come get the seafood sensation.
Anna wants a
foot-long tuna.
Anna wants some fucking sun chips with that. Get some. All right. So let's close up with trivia. I did some work, and look at this. I printed out a piece of paper. Look at that, guys. This is like professional podcast stuff. So last week we opened it up with, and you're gonna see a theme here, because other kinds of trivia are fucking boring. So I'm going sports movie trivia. Movie trivia is pretty much the only interesting trivia. I tried to come up with other. I was like, hey, let's do some Oregon trivia or like University of Oregon trivia. Nobody fucking cares. So I'm going to do sports movie trivia this week. And let's see. So Ski won last week.
Yep.
So we should probably say King gets to go first this week.
Fair is fair.
I can hear arguments otherwise, but if you're cool with it, Ski, let's do it.
Sounds good.
All right, cool. So King, your sports trivia question number one. Gordon Bombay had to coach kids hockey because he got a DUI in Mighty Ducks, which, by the way, that's kind of glossed over quite a bit in the rest of the movies, the fact that he got a DUI and then was sent to coach kids. Good judging. What was his job before that happened?
Civil attorney.
What did he do for a living?
Day trader.
What was your first guess?
Civil attorney.
Civil attorney.
Divorce attorney.
It's
civil close. Engineer.
It's close.
Civil war buff.
It's close. You're getting cold. Colder. You're getting colder.
I don't know.
All right. That's an. All right. Ski, your options for the steal. He was a doctor, a taxi driver, or a lawyer.
He was a lawyer.
He was a lawyer.
I almost want to give that to King.
You were close.
I went too specific.
He did.
He kind of did. That's the problem.
I did.
Because I don't
I'll learn. I'll adjust.
I don't know that that's the kind of attorney he was. And so
I won't be the sub sandwich of trivia. I will adjust.
All right, Ski is up 1-0. So that would mean it is Ski's turn for this one as well, because King started. Okay. In A League of Their Own, after fighting with Dottie, Kit was traded to which team?
She was traded to Racine.
Can you remember the team name?
The Peaches?
Nope, that would be the Rockford Peaches.
Rockford Peaches, yeah.
So if you can think of the name, because you got the city right. If you can think of the name.
I don't got the name.
Should we give it to him anyways? He got Racine right. King, can you think of the name?
The Raisins.
That is incorrect. So we're giving the Racine Raisins would be great, though. The Racine Bells. I'm giving you that one, though.
With two L's and an E.
Sure is. Yep. All right, King. In Major League, what is the name of the color guy for Bob Uecker's Harry Doyle?
Oh, fuck.
I could see neither of you guys getting this one. This is a tough one.
Kevin.
Incorrect. All right, Ski. Trying to go 3-0 here and take this one early. Your options are Stevie, Monty.
Monty is the answer. Monty. Yeah. Yeah.
Shut up, Monty.
Shut up. Yeah, exactly. So good. So this one is King. No. In the movie The Natural.
This one's for me.
Is it?
No.
Okay. In the movie The Natural, Roy Hobbs carves a bat out of the stump of a tree that was struck by lightning. What is the name of his bat?
Wonder Boy.
That is correct. 4-0.
The only one I knew. Yeah. The only one I know.
All right.
That's the one movie I haven't even seen, and I knew the answer to that one.
Yeah.
It is not a great movie.
No.
It's got that one scene that everyone loves where he hits the bomb and the lights, and it's like... Yeah.
In the movie... King. So this is King, right? In the movie The Sixth Man, what college does Marlon Wayans play for?
Throwing out my dubs, baby. Woof, woof.
Yeah, there you go. All right, don't call it a comeback. He's trailing 4-1. Oh, boy. All right. So, Ski, this might be too easy for you. In The Replacements, what is the bowl game in which Shane Falco loses by 45 points and gets 3 concussions?
Is that the Rose Bowl?
All right, for the steal, King. Rose Bowl was one of my 3 options. Is it the Rose Bowl, the Sugar Bowl, or the Cotton Bowl?
Ah, Cotton Bowl.
It's the Sugar Bowl. Ugh, nobody gets the point there. So, Ski, I believe mathematically you can close this one out with a correct answer here.
King's up, so he's got a chance to stay alive.
In the film – wait, who's up?
King.
Oh. That, see, I'm really glad you guys are paying attention to this because me going from back and forth like this is basically impossible for me. What is the name of the manager played by Danny Glover – in Angels in the Outfield? What is the character's name?
Danny Green.
That is incorrect. That is incorrect.
Roy Hobbs.
All right, Ski.
Monty.
Is it Ranch Wilder, Mel Clark, or George Knox?
I'm going to go Mel Clark.
That is incorrect.
Still alive.
That is What's-His-Face's character. From Who's in Charge? What's that guy's name, the actor?
Charles.
Charles in Charge, yeah. What's the actor's name? God damn it. That's going to bug the hell out of me, by the way. Let's see. So now it is whose turn?
Mine.
Okay. In Ace Ventura, what was Ray Finkel's former nickname?
His former nickname?
Like when he played, yeah. His former nickname.
Jesus. I got nothing.
All right. King for the steal. Oh, no. What'd you think?
No, I'm done. No, nothing.
All right, King. Is it Einhorn, the Toe, or the Mule?
The Mule.
Oh, God damn it, yeah.
It is the Mule. Okay. All right, so we got 4-2. It's coming back. King's still doing it. All right. In the movie Goon, which is an underrated movie, by the way. Really good.
Sean William Scott.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Really good. what job did Doug Glatt have before becoming a hockey player?
Is it my turn?
Yep.
Yeah.
Civil attorney.
No. I think he's throwing it. I think King's throwing it.
No, I don't. I've never seen that movie, to be honest.
Oh, no. Take a guess. So you know what the movie's about, right?
I'm going to say he was a janitor.
Oh, that is incorrect. Incorrect. All right, what you got, Ski?
Bouncer.
He was a bouncer. Yes, he was. So Ski has come away 2 weeks in a row. Man, you got to pick your game up, dude.
Pretty upset I didn't hear any Mr. Baseball questions.
The struggle fest. I tried to come up with a Mr. Baseball question, That is one of my favorite sports movies of all time. Jets temperature just fine. I was trying to come up with something because the guy who plays Serrano in Major League was also in that movie. Okay. So I was going to come up with a question like, hey, what two baseball
– what former president played in the American League and the Japanese
Thank
League?
Thank you. What former President Palmer?
He's birth. Yeah. The Hammer.
That's great.
Don't ask why.
Yep. I fucking love that movie. It's so good. All right, so I'm just going to go through the rest of the questions like I did last week because I'm not reusing them or anything like that. So what was the name of the goon and the Syracuse Bulldogs in Slapshot? The movie Slapshot. The goon.
It's like Bartowski or?
Ogie Oglethorpe. Yeah. Yeah, I've only seen that movie once. In Space Jam, what was Michael Jordan sucked through to get to Looney Tunes land?
Gambling debt.
A cigar. Do you have any guesses?
No.
It was a golf hole.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Gambling debt's way better.
And then one more. And I
was at the table rolling dice. Just throws the dice and I get sucked in.
Or like takes a shot and just goes into the glass. And then the last one, which I actually had to take off because you mentioned it earlier, which football player makes a cameo in the movie Dark Knight Rises?
Hines Ward.
Yes, he does. And then the last one, which actor replaces Wesley Snipes as Willie Mays Hayes in Major League 2?
Omar Epps.
That is correct. That is correct, and that is trivia, and that's the podcast. Let's wrap this shit up.
Just one important question before. Yeah. What's Omar's brother's name?
Mike Epps.
That's his brother? The comedian Mike Epps?
I think so.
From, like, next Friday?
Yeah.
Are we sure about that?
No, that's not him.
I don't think so. That would be awesome.
No, only didn't...
Only other Epps I know.
No, didn't...
Let's find out. Omar Epps' brother. A movie called Brother comes up. directed and starring Beat Takeshi, who is awesome. If you ever watched the show MXC on Spike, remember that? Or like FX, I guess it was. He was the star of that show on the original Japanese show, which is fucking great. I don't think Omar Epps does have a brother.
Who doesn't? I got some people confused.
Okay.
I got Cuba Gooding and Omar Gooding confused with the Epps
brothers. Omar Gooding of Nickelodeon fame.
Wild and Crazy Kids, yeah.
Damn right. Oh, that's good stuff. You know, I mean, a little, I mean, you're, it's kind of you just saying they all look alike, right? Yeah. Is that...
No. Omar does not look like an Epps.
And on that note, let's just go ahead and end the podcast for this week. Yes,
please.
All right, guys. See y'all next week. Thank you for listening, everybody. If you have any corrections, again, at TSB Pod, at Jeromny, at TSB Ski. And I'm sure, you know, summer's coming up. We'll get into, I mean, stuff's gonna start blooming. So we'll get into some gardening talk here soon too, I promise. All right, later, guys.